Well, that was a pretty rotten week for markets. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The past week has seen the S&P drop nearly 7%, the NASDAQ drop more than 7%, the Dow down 5%. The alarm bells in markets started to go off when inflation numbers came in higher than expected, signaling that the Fed would have to double down on cooling the economy in order to fight inflation. And Fed Chair Jerome Powell just this morning promised as much again. I asked Dr. David Kelly to explain what we're seeing. He's chief global strategist at JP Morgan Funds.
Well, I think the Federal Reserve has made it clear that they are very serious about fighting inflation. Inflation's higher than they expected it to be. It's higher than they wanted it to be. And frankly, I think they're embarrassed about that and they've lost their patience. We will probably win the war on inflation. However, the growing risk here and the thing that's scaring markets is that the Federal Reserve may be doing this too aggressively and may actually put the economy into recession.
At what point do you think we might see a meaningful rebound in markets?
I think a very important point will come when the Federal Reserve sees some progress in inflation and says, look, we're going to take it easy here. We think we can avoid pushing this economy into recession. We don't want to put this economy into recession. And we're confident that inflation now is on a downward path. When they express some confidence that they're actually winning the battle against inflation, if they do that soon enough, I think that will help the market. You know, maybe dark days ahead in the short run, but in the longer term, the economy will recover from whatever happens over the next year or two.
David Kelly is chief global strategist with JP Morgan Funds. Thank you so much.
Anytime.
All right. Time to see how markets are doing today. Let's do the numbers. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ, they are all up in the 0.7 to 1.7% range, with the Dow up 214 points. So that's improvement. In Texas right now, wind and solar are producing more electricity than many expected. That is helping the state avoid blackouts for now. But making power is one thing. Getting it to people's homes, especially in the future, is another. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports from Austin.
So the way it works is power plants generate electricity, transmission lines move it from plants to substations, and then distribution lines get electricity into individual homes. Michael Weber at the University of Texas says the problem right now is with the transmission lines.
You can think of it as like a highway can only take so many cars. And at some point, you can't put more cars on the highway. They take frontage roads or they just don't drive. And that's what happens with the electrons too.
Those electrons are being generated by power plants, but then they're being curtailed because the transmission lines can only take so many of them at a time. Melissa Lott at Columbia University says the solution in Texas is to build more transmission lines from new renewable energy power plants to where the power's getting used. But building that infrastructure takes time and money.
And so at this point, it takes us making the decision as a state that, hey, we're going to prioritize this. We're going to do it. We're going to figure out how to build it, and we're going to go ahead and build it.
Because, she says, ultimately, more electricity getting to where it's being used means cheaper utility bills for customers. And it's not just a problem in Texas. Neil Miller, Vice President of Infrastructure and Operations Planning at the California Independent System Operator, says it's in a hurry to build transmission lines as fast as possible, too.
Practically, it takes anywhere from 8 to 10 years to get a major transmission line built. So that's why we need to get ahead of this now.
He says people in his line of work have to think about how they can meet immediate demand, sure, but also how they can meet demand 10, 20 years from now. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing,
We all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
West Coast ports, including the country's busiest at LA and Long Beach, are in the middle of renegotiating labor contracts with the union that represents dock workers. A major sticking point is automation. Shipping companies say ports need to modernize to improve efficiency, but dock workers have been wary of tech that could cost their jobs. And that is a tension with a very long history, as Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino explains.
About 60 years ago, a new innovation revolutionized the shipping industry.
This cargo is going into a steel container, so goods can't shift or break loose, either when being loaded or during the ocean voyage.
The shipping container, that standard metal box, was invented in 1956. It meant instead of loading and unloading box by box, dock workers could use cranes to lift containers off a ship and plop them right onto the bed of a train or truck. Peter Cole is a historian at Western Illinois University.
It would be a safer workplace. It also resulted in less brute manual labor and longer careers on the waterfront.
But it meant far fewer workers would be needed. So in 1960, the International Longshore and Warehouse Union, the same group that's negotiating port contracts today, agreed to allow containers with some conditions.
The union got an ironclad promise that not a single worker would be fired.
Shipping companies agreed to generously buy out redundant workers. It's a model the ILWU has closely followed since, says John Alquist, a policy professor at UC San Diego.
They want to make sure the existing workers share in the benefits of new technology. They also are very cognizant of the fact that new technology creates new jobs.
In their 2008 contract, for instance, dock workers secured a promise that their members would be first in line for new jobs, maintaining and repairing machinery and automated terminals. But many workers in other industries facing job cuts from automation don't have that power, says Harry Holzer, a professor of public policy at Georgetown.
If the workers are not unionized and if you're not in a tight labor market environment, employers have a pretty free hand.
As automation and artificial intelligence continue to reshape jobs across the economy, he says questions about how to help displaced workers and who should be responsible for helping them will only become more important. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
Our digital producer is Redmond Caralipio. Our engineers are Jay Siebold and Jessen Dueler. And I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.